All right, so today we are going to do a deep dive into duplicate content. You know, it's one of those things that can really make or break your website's success. And we got some great articles and guides from you guys out there, so thanks for sending those in. Looks like you're really ready to make sure Google loves your site.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so one of the sources had this really cool analogy about duplicate content. You know, they were saying it's like having a library full of the same book.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine like walking into a library and every single shelf had the same book?
It'd be impossible to find anything.
Right. Talk about a nightmare for users. And you know, it's basically the same thing for those search engines.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, search engines, they want to deliver diverse and relevant results, right? And when you have all this duplicate content, it just throws a wrench in the works.
For sure. So before we get into, you know, all the nitty-gritty of fixing it, can you give us a clear breakdown of what kinds of duplicate content are out there? You know, what should we be watching out for?
Yeah, absolutely. So, let's start with internal duplicate content.
Okay.
This is basically when you've got the same content living on different pages within your own website.
Oh, okay.
So think like product descriptions copied across multiple product categories, that kind of thing.
Oh, so it's not just about like, you know, someone else plagiarizing your stuff. You can actually duplicate your own content without even realizing it.
Exactly. And it can really hurt your rankings.
No, that's tricky.
Yeah. So then you have near duplicate content, and that's kind of like a slightly different version of the same song.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a few words are changed or the formatting is a little bit different, but the core content is essentially the same.
Sneaky,
Same.
sneaky. Okay, so that could be like, you know, having a couple of blog posts that have almost the same information, but you know, just slightly different titles. Yeah.
Exactly. And then, of course, you have the most obvious culprit, which is external duplicate content.
Yeah.
And this is when somebody straight up copies your content and publishes it on their own website.
Ugh, the dreaded content scraping. Yeah. So I know Google doesn't like any of this, but can you break it
Yeah.
down? Like, why is it so bad for SEO? Like, what are those penalties all about?
So imagine you're a search engine
Okay.
and you're trying to figure out, which page to rank for a certain search.
Right.
If you come across like tons of pages with basically the same content, how do you choose?
Right. It's super confusing.
It is, it's confusing. It muddies the waters for the search engines.
Yeah.
It makes it hard for them to figure out, which version is the most relevant and authoritative.
So it's almost like instead of those pages kind of boosting each other up, they're actually competing with each other and kind of dragging each other down in the rankings.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wow.
And then, on top of that, Google's crawlers only have so much time and resources, right?
Right.
So if they're wasting their time crawling through all these duplicate pages, that means they're missing out on all your unique, valuable content that could actually help your site rank.
So it's not just about, you know, one page, you know, doing well or not. It's about the overall, you know, health and efficiency of your website.
Exactly. And then the third major issue is what we call ranking cannibalization.
Ooh, that sounds scary.
It kind of is. So imagine you've got two blog posts on your site that cover similar topics. Maybe they're even near duplicates, right? So instead of having like one strong page that ranks really well for those keywords, you've got two weaker pages that are kind of splitting the votes.
Oh, okay, so they're battling it out.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this is such a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
So how do we even identify duplicate content? You know, do we have to go through our entire website, like page by page? Is that how this works?
Well, manual review is a good starting point,
Okay.
especially for smaller sites. You just want to look for those obvious signs of duplication, like blocks of text that are exactly the same or super similar product descriptions, that kind of thing.
Okay, that makes sense. But I can imagine that getting really tedious if you have a huge website, you know, with hundreds or thousands of pages.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So for those bigger websites, there are some amazing tools out there that can really help you streamline that process.
Okay, good.
So CopyScape, for example, is a really popular platform that can basically scan your entire website and flag any potential instances of duplicate content, both internal and external. It's like having a detective on your team sniffing out those sneaky
I
duplicates.
love that analogy.
Right.
So what about Google themselves? They must have some tools to help us out with this, right?
Oh, they do. Yeah, Google Search Console.
Okay.
Free, incredibly powerful tool. It gives you so much information about how Google views your website, and you can definitely use it to identify potential duplicate content issues.
Nice.
But it also gives you a whole bunch of other SEO insights as well.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so now we've got a good grasp on, you know, the different types of duplicate content and why it can really sabotage your SEO efforts.
Right.
But let's talk about the practical stuff. How do we actually fix these issues once we've identified them? Like, what are our options?
Oh, yeah. Great question. So the good news is we've got a whole toolbox full of strategies for dealing with duplicate content.
Okay, good. Because I'm ready to fight back.
All right. So let's start with one of the most common solutions, which is consolidation.
Okay, consolidation.
So if you've got, you know, multiple pages that are covering very similar topics, it might be time to just merge them into one, you know, super page.
So instead of having like five different pages on, you know, types of coffee makers, you'd have one ultimate guide to coffee makers.
Exactly. And this not only eliminates the duplicate content, but it also creates a much better user experience. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather find all the information you need in one place rather than clicking through five different pages?
Oh, absolutely, for sure.
Yeah.
But what about like losing traffic?
Yeah.
You know, what if someone searches specifically for French press coffee makers and now that's just like a little section within a larger page?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. And that's where strategic internal linking comes in. So when you consolidate those pages, make sure to link, you know, relevant keywords within your content to other pages on your site. So in your coffee maker example, you could have a link within that French press section that points to a more detailed page specifically about French presses.
So you're guiding both, you know, the users and the search engines to the most relevant information, even within that, you know, consolidated page.
Exactly.
Very clever.
Oh.
Okay, I like that.
So then let's talk about another really powerful tool, which is the 301 redirect.
Ooh, 301 redirects. I've heard of those.
Yeah, so this is basically a way of telling search engines like, hey, this page has moved permanently over here.
It's like putting a sign up in the library that says, this section has been moved to aisle 5.
Exactly.
Right.
So if you have a duplicate page that you just don't need anymore, you can redirect it to the main page that you actually want to rank.
Perfect.
And speaking of signals, let's talk about canonical tags.
Ooh, canonical tags. Okay.
These are little bits of code that you can add to your pages to basically tell Google which version of the content is the original OG.
So if you have like a product page that shows up in multiple categories, you can use a canonical tag to be like, hey, Google, this is the main listing. You know, ignore the other one.
You gotta... This is especially helpful for dealing with near duplicate content where, you know, those pages are really similar, but not exactly identical. It helps consolidate that ranking power and, you know, avoids confusing Google.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, what about the worst case scenario? You know, someone just steals your content. Like outright, what do we do about those content scrapers?
Yeah, so the first step, and often the most effective, is to just reach out to the website owner.
Really?
And politely ask them to remove the copied content. You'd be surprised how often this works.
I guess most people aren't like intentionally trying to steal. They just maybe don't know the rules.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of times people just aren't aware.
Okay.
But, you know, if a friendly request doesn't work, you can always file a DMCA takedown notice.
Okay.
This is a legal process that can force the infringing website to take down your content.
Ah, so we've got some legal muscle if we need it.
Exactly, you do.
That's reassuring. But what about prevention? Are there things that we can do, you know, proactively to avoid these duplicate content issues in the first place?
Absolutely. One of the best strategies is to have a solid content plan in place. You know, before you create any new content, just map out what you want to cover and make sure that it's not overlapping too much with existing content.
So it's all about, you know, having that roadmap and avoiding those accidental duplications.
Exactly. And internal linking plays a crucial role here as well.
Okay.
By strategically linking to relevant pages within your content, you're helping Google understand the relationship between all your pages, and that reduces the risk of them being seen as duplicates.
So it's kind of like creating a web of, you know, interconnected content where everything has its place.
Exactly. And speaking of purpose, let's talk about content templates.
Oh, templates. Okay.
Yeah. These can be incredibly helpful for maintaining consistency and avoiding unintentional duplication.
So like if you have an e-commerce site, you might have a template for all your product descriptions.
Yeah.
That ensures that all the essential information is there and it's formatted in a consistent way.
Exactly. That's a great example. Templates can be lifesavers for any type of content where you really need to stick to a certain structure or style.
Okay. This is super helpful. I'm feeling much more equipped to tackle this duplicate content beast. Yeah. Now, anything else that we should keep in mind when it comes to prevention?
Yeah. One last but super crucial piece of advice. Make sure that everyone who's contributing to your website understands the importance of original content and, you know, the dangers of plagiarism.
So clear author guidelines are key.
Yes, definitely. You want to empower your team to create unique and valuable content while also making sure that they are aware of those potential pitfalls.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's not just about the technical stuff. It's about really fostering that culture of quality and originality.
Absolutely. And speaking of quality, let's switch gears for a second and talk about a technique that can give your content an extra edge in the world of SEO.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
All right, so have you heard of structured data?
I've heard whispers of this mysterious structured data.
It's pretty cool. So think of it as giving Google like a VIP backstage pass to your content.
Okay.
Instead of them just reading the text and trying to guess what it's about, structured data gives them explicit clues about the meaning and context of every single element on your page.
So it's like adding labels to our content, being like, hey, Google, this is a recipe, or this is a product review, or this is an event.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And the really cool thing is Google then uses this information to enhance how your content shows up in those search results.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal. Could you give us like a real world example of how this plays out?
Sure. So imagine you have a website for like a local bakery. Mm-hmm. You can use structured data to tag all your products, you know, your cakes, pastries, bread, with details like ingredients, prices, customer ratings, even whether or not they're available for online ordering.
Wow, so someone searching for chocolate cake near me might see my bakery with beautiful pictures and prices, and maybe even a button to place an order, like right there in the search results.
Exactly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Structured data can be used for so many types of content, articles, events, recipes, you name it. It's all about giving Google that extra layer of understanding so they can really showcase your content in the most compelling way.
This is amazing, but I'm not gonna lie, it sounds a little intimidating. Is implementing structured data something that like requires coding skills, or can, you know, the average website owner handle it?
There are definitely tools and plugins out there that can make the process a lot easier, but it does help to have at least a basic understanding of HTML and how search engines work.
Right.
If you're not comfortable diving into the technical stuff, you know, it might be worth talking to an SEO expert.
That makes sense. Sometimes it's best to leave it to the pros.
For sure.
But for those of us who are, you know, up for the challenge, where's a good place to start learning about structured data?
Google actually offers some great documentation on schema.org, which is like the standard vocabulary for structured data. And there are tons of online resources and tutorials available too.
Fantastic. So listeners, if you're feeling adventurous, definitely explore the world of structured data.
It's super powerful.
It's an incredibly powerful tool to add to your SEO arsenal.
Absolutely. And while we're on the topic of empowering yourselves, I want to emphasize something super important. You know, the best SEO strategies are always built on a foundation of really genuinely valuable content.
Yep.
Focus on creating stuff that your audience loves, you know, that answers their questions and solves their problems.
So it's not just about like, you know, playing the SEO game.
Right.
It's about actually building a website that serves a purpose.
Exactly. If you get that part right, the SEO becomes way easier.
Oh, wait.
Google wants to reward websites that provide a great user experience, and that all starts with high quality original content.
I love that it's so refreshing to hear that focusing on your audience is ultimately the best SEO strategy.
It really is. And remember, SEO is a journey, not a destination.
Yeah.
You know, stay curious, keep learning, and don't be afraid to experiment. This landscape is constantly evolving, so what works today might not work tomorrow.
Well said. I think we've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive. We've explored, you know, the ins and outs of duplicate content, learned how to fix it, prevent it, and even gone beyond with strategies like structured data.
Yeah.
And hopefully you've come away with a renewed sense of confidence and excitement about, you know, tackling SEO and creating a website that truly shines.
I hope so.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Everyone, go forth, create amazing content, and watch your website climb those search engine rankings.
You got it.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. So we've uncovered all this duplicate content, you know, lurking on our websites now. How do we actually tackle this beast and get back in Google's good graces?
Well, the good news is we've got a whole toolbox full of strategies for dealing with duplicate content.
Okay, good.
So let's start with one of the most common solutions, which is consolidation.
Right. Or consolidation.
Yeah. So if you've got, you know, multiple pages that are covering really similar topics, it might be time to merge them, you know, into one super page.
Makes sense. So instead of having like five separate pages on, say, you know, types of coffee makers, you would just create one ultimate guide to coffee makers.
Exactly. And this not only eliminates that duplicate content, but it also creates a much more user-friendly experience,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Think about it. Wouldn't you rather find all the information you need in one place?
Oh, for sure.
Rather than clicking through 5 different pages.
Absolutely. But isn't there a risk of losing some of that granular traffic?
Yeah.
You know, what if someone specifically searches for French press coffee makers, and now that's just like a section within a larger page?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. And that's where strategic internal linking comes in.
Okay.
So when you consolidate those pages, make sure to link, you know, relevant keywords within that content to other pages on your site. So in your coffee maker example, you could have a link within that French press section that points to a more detailed page specifically about French presses.
So you're guiding both the users and the search engines to the most relevant information, even within that consolidated page.
Exactly.
Okay, that's clever.
So let's talk about another really powerful tool, 301 redirects.
Ooh, 301 redirects.
Yeah, so this is basically a way of telling search engines, hey, this page has moved permanently over here.
It's like putting up a sign in the library that says this section has been moved to aisle 5.
Exactly.
I like it.
So if you've got a duplicate page, you know that you no longer need, you can redirect it to the main page that you actually want to rank.
Perfect.
And speaking of signals, let's move on to canonical tags.
Canonical tags.
Yeah, these are little bits of code that you can add to your pages to tell Google which version of the content is the original.
So if you have like a product page that shows up in multiple categories, you can use a canonical tag to be like, hey, Google, this is the main listing. Ignore the duplicates. Perfect.
This is especially helpful for, you know, near duplicate content where the pages are similar but not identical.
Right.
It helps consolidate that ranking power and avoids, you know, confusing Google.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Now, what about, you know, the worst case scenario, someone steals your content outright. What are our options for dealing with those content scrapers?
Well, the first step, and often the most effective, is to simply reach out to the website owner and politely ask them to remove the copied content.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how often this works.
I guess most people aren't like, you know, maliciously trying to steal content. They just maybe don't know the rules.
Yeah, a lot of times people are just unaware.
Right, okay.
But if that friendly request, you know, doesn't work, you can always file a DMCA takedown notice.
Okay.
Which is a legal process that can force the infringing website to remove your content.
Ah, so we do have some legal muscle to flex if we need it.
Exactly.
That's reassuring. Yep. What about prevention? Are there things that we can do proactively to avoid duplicate content issues, you know, in the first place?
Absolutely. One of the best strategies is to have a solid content plan in place, you know?
Okay.
Before you create any new content, map out what you want to cover and make sure it's not overlapping too much with existing content.
So it's all about having that roadmap and, you know, avoiding those accidental duplications.
Right. And internal linking plays a key role here too.
Yeah.
By strategically linking to, you know, relevant pages within your content, you're helping Google understand the relationship between all your pages and reducing that risk of them being seen as duplicates.
So it's like creating a web of interconnected content where everything has its place and its purpose.
Exactly. And speaking of purpose, let's talk about content templates.
Ooh, templates.
Yeah, these can be super helpful for maintaining consistency and avoiding, you know, unintentional duplication.
So if you're running like an e-commerce site, you might have a template for product descriptions.
Right.
To make sure all the essential information is included in a consistent format.
Yeah, that's a great example. Yeah, templates can be lifesavers for any type of content where you need to stick to a specific structure or style.
This is all super helpful.
Yeah.
I'm feeling much more equipped to, you know, tackle this duplicate content beast. Now, is there anything else we should keep in mind when it comes to prevention?
One last but super crucial piece of advice. You know, make sure that everyone who is contributing content to your website understands the importance of originality.
Right.
And the, you know, dangers of plagiarism.
So clear author guidelines are essential.
Definitely. You want to empower your team to create unique and valuable content while also making sure that they're aware of those potential pitfalls.
That's a great point. It's not just about, you know, the technical side of things. It's really about fostering that culture of quality and originality.
Absolutely. And speaking of quality, let's shift gears for a second and talk about a technique that can give your content an extra edge in the world of SEO. Have you heard of structured data?
I've heard whispers of this mysterious structured data.
It's pretty cool.
All right, structured data. I'm ready to dive in. What is it and how can it help boost our SEO?
So think of it as like giving Google a VIP backstage pass to your content.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, just reading the text and trying to guess what it's all about, structured data gives them these explicit clues about the meaning and context of each element.
So it's like we're adding labels to our content saying, hey, Google, this is a recipe, or this is a product review, or this is an event listing.
Exactly. That's a great way to think about it. And the cool thing is that Google then uses this information to enhance how your content appears in those search results.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal. Can you give me like a real world example of how this plays out?
Sure. Imagine you have a website for a local bakery.
Okay.
You can use structured data to tag all your products, like your cakes, pastries, bread.
Yeah.
With details like ingredients, prices, customer ratings, even whether they're available for, you know, online ordering.
So someone searching for a chocolate cake near me might see my bakery with pictures and prices and a button to place an order right there in the search results.
Exactly. And that's just the beginning. Structured data can be used for all sorts of content articles, events, recipes, you name it. It's about giving Google that extra layer of understanding so they can showcase your content in the best possible light.
Okay. This is pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. It also sounds a little intimidating. Is implementing structured data something that requires coding skills? Or can the average website owner handle this?
There are definitely tools and plugins out there that can simplify things, but it does help to have at least a basic understanding of, you know, HTML and how search engines work.
Right.
If you're not comfortable diving into that technical stuff, it might be worth, you know, consulting with an SEO expert.
That makes sense. Sometimes it's best to leave it to the pros, but for those who are up for the challenge, where's a good place to learn more about structured data?
Well, Google actually offers some great documentation on schema.org, which is like the standard vocabulary for structured data.
Okay.
And there are tons of online resources and tutorials available as well.
Awesome. So listeners, if you're feeling adventurous, go explore the world of structured data. It's a really powerful tool to add to your SEO arsenal.
It is. And, you know, while we're on the topic of empowering yourself, I want to emphasize something super important.
Okay.
The best SEO strategies are built on a foundation of really high quality, valuable content.
Right.
Focus on creating content that your audience will love.
Yeah.
You know, that answers their questions, that solves their problems.
So it's not just about, you know, playing the SEO game. It's about building a website that truly serves a purpose.
Exactly. If you get that part right, the SEO becomes much easier. You know, Google wants to reward websites that provide a great user experience, and that starts with high quality original content.
I love that it's so refreshing to hear that focusing on your audience is really the best SEO strategy.
It really is. And remember, SEO is a journey, not a destination.
Yeah.
Stay curious, keep learning, and don't be afraid to experiment. You know, the landscape is constantly evolving, so what works today might not work tomorrow.
Well said. I think we've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive. We've explored the ins and outs of duplicate content, learned how to fix it, prevent it, and even gone beyond that with strategies like structured data.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you're leaving with a renewed sense of confidence and some excitement about tackling your SEO and creating a website that truly shines.
That's the goal.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Go forth and create amazing content and watch your website climb those search engine rankings.
You got it.
All right, take care.